fans, and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Veen, checking in for the fourth annual Mile High Hockey Blogger Roundtable. All right, I'm here for my third out of the fourth. This is their fourth annual. I've been part of three. You do the math. I already did the math. So I don't blog. I have a blog. I put a lot of Jersey stuff on there. But I figured I might as well, with some help from Shane Giroux from the Avs Talk blog. I thought I'd just do the podcast version, because why not? This gets me ready for the season. I'll have some podcasts up throughout the year with my buddy James Tape Leg Graylian with me. But let's get to work here. We got three questions for 3 days. It'll take us all the way up to opening night against the Chicago Blackhawks, and it's hockey season again. Everybody's good. All right, let's start with question number one. Over the last two seasons, the Avalanche ranked 27th in total attendance, averaging 14,688 fans, or about 82% of Pepsi Center capacity. I've been there through all this, and it's not even close to 82%. Side note. All right, it seems like we're light years away from the 487-game sellout streak that ran from 1995 to 2006. What, in your opinion, is the biggest cause behind this drop in attendance? I've got the nuggets. I think everybody can agree that the economy has something to do with it. Hockey's an expensive sport. Economy has something directly to do with that if it's expensive, and we'll just kind of go from there. I've got the nuggets, though. For so long, the Nuggets were never the hot ticket around Denver. The Rockies as well. They've become more of a hot ticket because of their visit to the World Series in 2007. Everybody got excited again about Nuggets basketball after years of very, very mediocre basketball here in Denver. That's just how it went. So, as the Nuggets are on their way up, the Nuggets are on their way down. And I think that had an effect, obviously, on attendance. The strike had something to do with it as well. A lot of people never got over the strike. If the NFL or NBA decides to strike anytime soon, I think you'll see that effect too. So I've got Melo, Carmelo Anthony. He has not signed an extension that's been offered to him, a 3-year, I think, $65 million extension. He might be leaving. Now, if Carmelo Anthony leaves, I believe that Avalanche attendance will go up. But we'll kind of have to wait and see on that. But I think the major factor besides the economy, which is the obvious one, is Denver Nuggets basketball. So exciting, the Denver Nuggets. You're going to love it, the Denver Nuggets. Denver natives who have followed Nuggets basketball for a long time, you're laughing at that one. I'll just leave it there. All right, second question. The Avalanche had 61 major penalties last year, which is the most by any Avalanche team since the 98-99 club that featured, check out these names, Jeff Hodgers, Warren Reichel, Adam Deadmarsh, Wade Belak, and the Sheriff, Scott Parker. And only six teams had more majors last season. We know about the speed and skill that this young team possesses. Do we give the toughness enough credit? I don't think the league overall gives toughness enough credit anymore. With a lot less clutching and grabbing than there was in that era from in the pre-skating era, whatever you want to call it, before they started calling all the obstruction and all the holding and all the interference, I don't think toughness is valued as much as it used to be, and I think that'll just kind of come back around eventually as teams figure out exactly what they want. But there's nothing like having a Chris Stewart who possesses the speed to get around people and also the toughness to knock people on their backsides. Four lines of depth right now in today's era is a key for teams to win. You don't need that big heavyweight anymore for the most part. I don't know if there's a whole lot of liberties, but just not a whole lot of guys in the league anymore that people are intimidated enough by to have enough respect to not even do anything to the other team. But I've just got overall in the NHL, toughness isn't as valued as it used to be, and I think that'll come back around, but it's going to take a little while. All right, third and final question for day one. Craig Anderson started a franchise record 71 regular season games for the Avalanche last season. Does Anderson need to have a similar workload this year in order for the Avs to make the playoffs again? I don't think so. I really don't think he's going to play that many games this year. Joe Sacco, in his first year of coaching, we didn't get a real good feel for exactly what he wanted to do in the goaltending situation. We know he played Craig Anderson as much as he possibly could. I think that had a little something to do with the 3-week Olympic break for last year. A compressed schedule allows a guy to get into a groove a little bit, stay loose night in, night out, things like that. I think if Peter Budaj gets into, starts off well, gets into a little groove as well, that won't hurt things. And hopefully the Avalanche defense will tighten things up as well. They allowed the most shots against in the NHL last season. The puck spent a lot of time in the Avalanche's defensive zone last year, and I'm just hoping that Craig Anderson, my prediction is that he won't play as many but I also hope that he doesn't need to play as many for this team to be successful. I'd really be surprised if he plays in as many as 71 games as he did last year, but we'll have to wait and see on that. I think we'll just get a better feel for Joe Sacco's strategy behind how much he would like to play each goaltender this year, and we'll kind of go from there. So we'll see, but I'd be surprised if he plays Martin Brodeur-like numbers again this season. It's pretty obvious he got a little tired towards the end of the year. The playoffs, he looked pretty good, but towards the end of the regular season, he was definitely, physically, I think it was okay. Mentally, I think that's got to take its toll. Martin Brodeurs don't come along that often at all. So, all right, that's the end of day one for the Mile High Hockey Blogger Roundtable, the fourth annual. I'll be back tomorrow with day two with three more questions for you. Those will be posted up, and we'll get into day three, and then we'll get into Avalanche regular season. So thanks for the listen. If you want to find me, AvsHockeyPodcast.com on Twitter, AvsHKYPodcast, and also on Facebook, the Avs Hockey Podcast fan page. Just click the like button on the top of the page if you're interested in following me a little bit, and I'll keep you up to date for almost everything Avalanche. All right, take care, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.